Everything Country 94.7 KTTS. I can remember my mom doing this, and I was a spyer. I would try to look to
see. You would go peek for Christmas.
I would go peek and see if I could find out what they got. So she would stash them. And a lot of times it was up on the shelf of the closet. So don't use that. Kids figure that out. It's so easy. Don't go there. So anyway, we had a list. And I love the one where you exchange them with like a neighbor.
And then if the kid sees them, they're like, wait, I thought I was getting a... Uh-uh.
Then you see your buddy next door, he's wearing the jersey you thought you were getting.
Fantastic.
But anyway, there's some good ideas. But you guys have got some great ones, too. Dad, you had a good way to hide them. What do you do?
I used to hide my kids' presents under our tree.
What does that mean?
Well, number one, we did not put names on the gifts. We put numbers.
Oh, I like nice. It.
And what I did, because to keep them from... snooping.
Right.
I took a small box and put a glass coffee mug in it, hit it with a hammer, and wrapped it up.
Oh, so it rattled if they shook it.
Well, they knew it was broke.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, little trickery never hurt anybody. I love it.
The only problem is 1 year we forgot where we put the list.
Oh, no. So when you opened it, it was like... gift roulette?
Yeah, you go ahead. No, you open that one. No, that belongs to her.
Well, you're still talking about it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I love a good story. Oh, thanks for sharing.